This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you want to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. That's who we are, what it is that we've done. In other words, the fruit that we have borne on our tree, Matthew 7:16. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Or you can go over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. 13 to 15 articles combating the lies over at the mainstream media and towards the mainstream media for exposing them continuously, friends, for their lies. That's what this site is set up for, to give you the truth in the time of deception, which is a revolutionary act. That's their bad, not mine, just for the record. Put that up against 1 Kings 18:18 when you get a moment. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe. Go across the scroll. Go down just a little bit on the right side. You will see the platform in which we're on today. Go ahead and join us on a live feed. I can also go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com, the same exact thing set up over there. Go ahead and click onto it and join us on a live feed. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. What we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes here, I'm going to play some audio from General Wesley Clark as well. I'm going to give you some quotes from Smedley Butler, who is the strong arm for government on the behest and the behalf of the American government. And I can promise you right now, friends, you have not heard this information. And if you have, good for you. You're a truth seeker, and I praise God for every single one of you. Now, folks, I want to get to this really quick, because yesterday we actually had a caller who called in from Ohio, and she asked the question randomly, unsolicited on my part, as to what do we need to do to arrest these corrupt politicians. Okay? Fair question. That's what 330 million people, if anybody's paying attention today, it's exactly what they're asking right now. They're asking the question, why haven't they been arrested? Okay? Now, it's important for people to understand that while Americans are thinking about their arrest, keep in mind the mainstream media and their useful idiots are writing articles fueling insurrection towards those that are actually upholding the law against those that are not upholding the law. In other words, they're saying, like, for example, the recall going on in California right now, the mainstream media came out with an article basically accusing Americans that are upholding the law as being basically desperate, and they are destabilizing the American government. I'm not kidding you. I didn't make this up. I highlighted this last week. They are accusing Americans that are upholding the law in this land, calling to account their said representatives, because we have a representative government in this country, to account for their crimes against we the people, which is a clear violation of law. They don't have a right to lie. They don't have a right to steal. They don't have a right to kill. But they think they do because their father says so. John 8:44, John 10:10. Now, with that said, I want you to think about this. The media is defending corrupt politicians. And by the way, so is your military. We're going to get to that in just a couple of minutes. They are suggesting that if you question what they're doing and if you hold them to account concerning the laws that they have broken and transgressed, 1 John 3:4, that you are, friends, you are, in so many words, stopping the way of righteousness. This is what they want you to believe. Put that up against Isaiah 5:20. Let me say that again. They believe that you're obstructing their way. They believe that you are destabilizing the country to hold them account. So with that said, what you need to hear is, I had the individual on the radio yesterday. She asked the question. I went through the process of impeachment. And as I went through the process of impeachment, friends, I all of a sudden, after the show, you know, I suggested that we don't just impeach. I said that we need to prosecute as well, because if you look at Article 2, Section 4, and yes, I'm going to keep pounding on this nail, which you impeach them for the smallest of misdemeanors, friends. But after they're impeached, I said it's not enough to just impeach them. They must be prosecuted. That's Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Well, 15 minutes after the show yesterday, I want you to listen carefully. 15 minutes after the show, I get a military helicopter flying over the top of my home. My children outside playing. I get a military helicopter flying over the top of my property 15 minutes after that show ended. Folks, if you want to understand the price of living and telling the truth in America today, you better get back to Scripture. Because I'm here to tell you, the life that I've lived over the last 23 years is nothing but enduring oppression, persecution, and I'm talking about these people that you would call the deep state. I'm talking about the last 23 years of my life being harassed as they send in their intimidators. I'm talking about death threats via email, emails where I couldn't reply. Bomb threats sent to my ministry, making the FBI aware of all of this, and not a thing was done or reported back unto us, which we have on file with our attorneys, which we have the emails, and the list goes on, taking my home and putting it up online. Friends, I want to tell you, yeah, you're always going to get a kook or two to do something stupid like that. But I'm telling you what you're seeing today, friends, is a green light to anybody that would do something like that. These are the people that are putting darkness for light and light for darkness is what they're doing. These are the ones that are sending in the brown shirts, and we're going to talk about that in just a couple minutes. And then what they do is they go in, they send the brown shirts, they create havoc, and then what do? They turn around and accuse the law abiders for what the law breakers were doing. But folks, if you want to understand what's going on in your country today, you want to understand the price of living and telling the truth in America today, put it up against Isaiah 59:15. Because we are in it now. And this has been going on for a long time in this ministry. And it's not just here. No, we're not in a military path. I mean, but for anybody to suggest that maybe that this is happening by chance. No, it's not happening by chance. And am I afraid of it? Absolutely not. They're a bunch of cowards. I'm making known to the American people again, the threat is not coming from within, friends, and I'm talking about within from and from the American people. It's coming from within our government system, using the corrupt individuals to take down our infrastructure in this country. And you better wake up to it, because it's not a game. And as a matter of fact, it's never been a game over here. We're going to come right back to this. I'm going to read a letter from the Joint Chief of Staffs from Washington, D.C. Are you ready to get angry? Because you are. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Of Liberty. If you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. I'm telling you what, friends, Isaiah 10:27 is coming on right now in a big way. The price of living and telling the truth in America today. I'm going to get to a letter from the military and some audio in just a couple of moments, because I want you to understand, friends, they are backing up the establishment. Therein lies the problem. They're supposed to fight against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Apparently, they have forgotten the domestic part. Again, we're going to get to that in a moment. I was just sharing with you just a couple moments ago, friends, that the price of living and telling the truth in America today, we see a lot of people beginning to understand that what they've been told for the last 50 years has not been a theory in any sense of the word. I can tell you for the last 23 years, I've known exactly what I've been telling you and what I'm telling you as a fact, as a matter of fact. So this has never been theory. I live it every day. Put that up against Jeremiah 11:9. Also read 1 and 2 Kings. Conspiracies were constantly played out by the said governments during that time. When you go to Isaiah 59:15, what does it say? Yeah, truth faileth. And he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. Hey, folks, when I see the things in Scripture that the Lord said concerning those who would follow him, like that of being hated for his name's sake, Matthew 10:22, or the scoffings that we would endure, in fact, 2 Peter 3:3, or the persecutions, Matthew 5:11, and even death, Matthew 24:9, little did I ever think that it would come from my own government. But then again, when you look to the history of tyrants, you soon learn that is exactly where much of it would come from. That's what history teaches us. Friends, especially first-time listeners, did you know that Matthew 10:18 tells us clearly, and you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. Boy, doesn't that stand in the face of those that have taken Romans 13 and totally turned it upside down? Oh, my goodness. Go to Romans 12:21. It says the church is called to be the good that overcomes the evil, not succumbs to the evil, right? Well, as a matter of fact, one example of this is that if you add technology as to what's going on today in the present with the means of oppressing and persecuting a people in comparison to the past, take a look at big tech companies, the mainstream media, and its devilish alliance with corrupt government and its agencies today. Isaiah 28, verse 18. This is just the tip of the iceberg. For example, big tech companies are getting the pass and censoring the American people in opposition and defiance to corruption, not righteousness, to corruption. And these agencies are there to unlawfully enforce their illegal censoring. Just look to the Patriot Act, which should rightly be called the Act of Tyranny, because that's what it is. And all of this is coming under the guise of their unconstitutional policies, which follow law, not the other way around. Section 230, by the way, was given to censor pornography, not the voice of dissent. Put that up against Psalm 94, verse 20. So what do we find? We find that they are protecting one another from the very people that they claim to serve and protect. As a matter of fact, on the Sons of Liberty Media.com just today, we found that Facebook is now blocking the likes of Ron Paul. Okay? And it shows tech censorship is not about censoring Donald Trump. It's about censoring and suppressing dissenters. And we're called dissenters, friends, which is completely lawful. We have, read the Bill of Rights, the First Amendment, namely. When it comes to many of these agencies that have been created after 9/11, for example, we find that they've been created not to protect the American people, but to attack behind the guise of doing so and protecting the bad guy from the good guys. Folks, this is as clear as the nose on your face. Especially in my particular, I'm not talking out of school here, friends. I'm talking according to the testimony in which I've been given by the Lord, which is the gift of prophecy. Folks, I'm telling you what I've experienced. I'm not telling you what I haven't experienced. I'm not that stupid. Scripture's clear. I dare not speak of those things that Christ has not wrought through me. But I want to give you another perfect example of this in what just took place last week at the Capitol in Washington, D.C., where the corrupt were found having been bussed in. They were protesters, paid protesters, and provocateurs to create havoc. We all know this, right? Remember what I'm telling you right now. And then turning on the good guys and accusing them of which they are guilty of. That's the accuser of the brethren, Revelations 12:10. Moving on, we all see the man confess. We've seen the video of the man confessing to be a paid protester. People's eyewitnessed all of these paid protesters being bussed in, these modern-day provocateurs, these modern-day brown shirts. We have on sonsoflibertymedia.com, a cop speaks out. Cops were among rioters storming the Capitol, flashed badges to get in the doors were flung wide open. Folks, this was a staged event. To accuse American law abiders is what it was all about. Okay? That was just a little salt on your tongue. Now, let me bring it back. Because this is, again, the type of iceberg of violations against the American people. This is just the tip of it. Now, this is the point that I want to make. What happens when that just isn't enough? In other words, when you can't keep people down no matter what? Well, then you take more extreme measures in making sure that the people either shut their mouths or else, right? I've been living on the or else my whole 23 years of ministry. And that's exactly what has been going on in this ministry for two decades. Let me explain. I said during the first segment on Tuesday, the Sons of Liberty radio show, a caller asked what needed to be done in arresting these criminals concerning their crimes against the people, the politicians. Well, we brought her through the process of impeachment. And then I added that impeachment is not enough. I said that they must be held accountable for their crimes against the people. Everybody in the country wants that. And then I highlighted, friends, during the first segment, within 15 minutes, 3:15 exactly, Central. After the show is over, we get a military helicopter flying low over the top of our home where our children were playing outside. And this for living and telling the truth. They're cowards is what they are. Read Revelation 21, verse 8. They're going to bend their knee to and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. They're going to face their judge just like anybody else is, friends. Some might say, well, the 364 high schools that you've done in 25 states, Bradley, has nothing to do with it. No, it's just a coincidence, right? Well, some might say that speaking at national events every month has nothing to do with it. Nope, it was just a coincidence, right? Some might say broadcasting on television and broadcasting this information into 133 cities nationwide in 53 countries abroad for the last 17 years has nothing to do with it, right? Well, yeah, that's what some still want to convince themselves, friends, that this isn't happening, but it is. Some might even say that there's a military base close by. Nope, no, sir, not over here. It all, and by the way, this all happens all over the country, no matter where we're at. All of this went away really quick, by the way, just for the record, temporarily at least. when we got in touch with the FAA. See, folks, I want you to understand that my life is not mine any longer. And I want to say this just for the record. If you come at me, I'm going to turn and I will deal with you lawfully. I promise you that. When they want to go ahead and test their tinfoil, the first thing I did is I had a police officer come up to me at the Minnesota State Fair. He became one of my friends, and I went right in for the kill. He had friends at the FAA. That's flight radar. They can tell me exactly who's flying over my house and where it's coming from. At one point, I had two military helicopters flying over the top of my house, dangerously low, where I called the National Guard in St. Cloud, Minnesota. I told them, if you do it again, I got you on film. I'm going to take you to task. Okay? We've got our attorneys involved. We have city officials involved, as well as law enforcement involved, at least temporarily, friends. Okay? But they keep doing it, and they keep doing it, and they keep doing it. And they only attack those that keep the testimony of Jesus Christ. They don't attack those people that just sit around and talk about it. Okay? Revelations 12:17 tells us, and the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. So here's the conclusion. Our attorneys are made well aware of this. Hundreds of videos have been sent to them. And the unlawful harassment that has taken place in this ministry, again, death threats, bomb threats to the ministry, posting our house online, continual lies told to the mainstream media and outlets. By the way, we posted all the links so you can see what they've said, and we posted them to our social media platforms. And again, friends, this is happening to all the people all over the country for standing in the face of tyranny. And yet one thing is certain, if you think that myself or others that are standing in this fight, we are not the ones breaking the law, we are the ones upholding it, 1 Kings 18:18, Matthew 5:17. If you think that we're going to turn and capitulate in the face of these cowards, you've got another thing coming, friends. I'm just here to tell you how real it is as to what's going on in this country. And I'm telling you right now, friends, this is all created. Domestic insurrection is what's going on. Before this hard break, 1,354,664 American soldiers died for my freedom. I come from a military family, John 15:13. Folks, I'm not going to let any evil cabal of 13 families and less than 300 people desecrate their memories. No way. No way. I, by the grace of God, will stand and fight in protecting their sacrifice on the behalf of America's posterity. What about you? What about you, Americans? This is what Christians and patriots are to expect when they are in this fight. Just ask our forefathers. And put that up against Acts 14:22. Through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of God. If you think that this is going to be a strewn, rose-petaled path, friends, you're sadly, sadly mistaken. I live, this ministry lives for him who died for us, both in the spiritual first and foremost, and in the natural. I'm going to post this along with the videos on social media platforms. Check them out. We're going to be right back, and I'm going to read, who do they think that they're talking to concerning this letter from the Joint Chiefs of Staff? I can't even believe they said what they said. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell won't reconvene the Senate early to accept an article of impeachment, ensuring a trial won't take place until after President Trump leaves office. The House is continuing to debate a second impeachment of President Trump. Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida saying,
"This president has faced unprecedented hatred and resistance from big media, big tech, and big egos from congressional leaders on both sides of the aisle. Before the rioters tore through that glass, Speaker Pelosi stood at that rostrum and tore through the President's State of the Union speech, inciting anger, resentment, division.
The Ohio State University is announcing a discovery of a new variant of the coronavirus. Researchers say this strain carries a mutation identical to the UK variant. You're listening to USA Radio News. Israel is continuing to defend itself in the Middle East.
Israeli warplanes carried out intense airstrikes on eastern Syria early Wednesday, apparently targeting positions and arms depot of Iranian-backed forces. An opposition war monitor said dozens of fighters were killed or wounded. A senior U.S. intelligence official with knowledge of the attack told the Associated Press that the airstrikes were carried out with intelligence provided by the United States. The official said the strikes targeted a series of warehouses in Syria that were being used to store and stage Iranian weapons. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Parler, the social media alternative to Twitter, has reportedly found web hosting refuge after the platform was booted from Amazon's web hosting services. After the deadly riots at the U.S. Capitol last Wednesday, Parler became the central target of big tech over allegations that it was hosting content that helped incite the violence. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Yeah, they got some clowns out there that have no idea. They sit back and they're like a bunch of cheerleaders for corruption, and they say they don't agree with anything, and they live accordingly. I'm just going to ask you one question, Mr. Tommy Poppycock. I got a question for you. Do political prisoners, do they live politics? Because you better understand that we all live politics, and you better get in the fight. And I know it looks real surreal to cowards such as yourself, but the fact of the matter is it's very real to those that are in the fight. And if you're not in the fight, I don't have time to listen to a word you have to say. And that's just the bottom line here, friends. I want to get over to this topic because it is important that people understand that what we're seeing right now is not good in any sense of the word. I highlighted an article right before the show today. I'll write it for tomorrow, but I'm going to highlight it even now. Who do they think that they're talking to? And I'm addressing, recently we all received a letter of proclamation from the Joint Chiefs of Staff in Washington, D.C. that every American ought to take time and read. Now, I want you to listen carefully. This is your military, okay? This is unclassified. It's the Joint Chiefs of Staff. It's a memorandum for the Joint Force. It's a proclamation is what it is, friends. But I want you to listen carefully, okay? Message to the Joint Force. The American people have trusted the armed forces of the United States to protect them and our Constitution for almost 250 years. As we have done throughout our history, the U.S. military will obey lawful orders from civilian leadership, support civil authorities to protect lives and property. Good. Ensure public safety in accordance with the law. In accordance with the law. It's understand, folks, it's important that you understand in accordance with the law, not your favorite politician, not your favorite unconstitutional party. Okay? It goes on, and remain fully committed to protecting and defending the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Okay? The violent riot in Washington, D.C. on January 6, 2021 was a direct assault on the U.S. Congress, the Capitol building, and our constitutional process, they said. We mourn the deaths of the two Capitol policemen and others connected to these unprecedented events. And, of course, they're blowing it out of proportion, right? We witnessed actions inside the Capitol building that were inconsistent with the rule of law. Inside of the Capitol building, in the Capitol building, okay? It was inconsistent with the rule of law. Listen to what they're saying, okay? The rights of freedom of speech and assembly do not give anyone the right to resort to violence. True. Sedition, true. And or insurrection. As service members, we must embody the values and the ideas of the nation. We support and defend the Constitution, said the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Okay? Any act to disrupt the constitutional process is not only against our traditions attached to old customs, values, and or oath, it's against the law. Again, pay attention to that, because apparently these guys have forgotten that you're not supposed to steal, kill, so on and so forth. Okay? On January 20th, 2021, in accordance with the Constitution, confirmed by the states and the courts, certified by Congress, President-elect Biden will be inaugurated and will become our 46th Commander-in-Chief. Give me a break. To our men and women deployed and at home, safeguarding our country, stay ready, keep your eyes on the horizon, and remain focused on the mission. We honor your continued service in defense of every American. Okay? Now, we heard the reference to the U.S. Constitution. We heard the continued reference in this short proclamation from the Joint Chief of Staffs, continuously throughout this short letter. Now, I want to highlight some of these things because apparently these that drew up this letter in the military have forgotten that they are in fact defending the unconstitutional and unlawful acts of criminals within government acting out under the guise of American representatives. Can we all say that this is true? Okay, and if it is true, then why would they write such a letter? Okay, because we haven't seen them enforce the law against domestic enemies. Okay. And if they want to talk about domestic enemies, I'll tell you what, they look no further than Washington, D.C., because we have traitors and Judases on the horizon everywhere. But to suggest that the American people have trusted the armed forces of the United States to protect them and our Constitution, that's a pretty broad statement. Can we all agree on that? Because I don't know of anyone that has really trusted the higher ups in military brass, although I know of everyone who most of us have trusted concerning the men that have fought the wars. Nobody understands war more than the dead, friends. Nobody understands war more than those that have fought and bled for the freedoms in which we have. And we're to live for those that died for us. Okay? But I want to make distinction between military brass and those that do the fighting, friends. Okay? I want you to keep that in mind. Because when we go back to the likes of none other than Smedley Butler, who was a United States Marine Corps Major General, he was the highest ranked authorized at the time, and at the time of his death, the most decorated Marine in U.S. history. I want you to listen to what he had to say, because this is rare as hen's teeth, friends. This is the straw in the hay pail, friends, okay? This is the straw that we were looking for, someone from the inside to actually stand up and tell us what we needed to hear. Let me put it another way. He was the needle in the haystack. This is from the 20s and the 30s and the 40s and the 50s, not the 2000s, okay? So make distinction between the time era as well. Listen to what Smedley Butler had to say about the military, okay? War is just a racket, he said. A racket is best described, I believe, as something that is not what it seems to the majority of people. Only a small inside group knows what it's all about. It is conducted for the benefit of the very few at the expense of the masses. Listen carefully. Smedley Butler said, I spent 33 years and 4 months in active military service as a member of the country's most agile military force, the Marine Corps. I served in all commissioned ranks from the second lieutenant to major general, and during that period, I spent most of my time being a high-class muscle man for who? He's a military man, okay? Keep in mind, he's a major general. What did he say? Who was he working for, friends? He said a high-class muscle man for big business, for Wall Street, and for the bankers, okay? In short, he said, I was a racketeer, a gangster for capitalism. That's right. He goes on and says, I believe in an adequate defense at the coastline and nothing else. If a nation comes over here to fight, he said, then we'll fight when we're under attack. He said, the trouble with America is that when the dollar only earns 6% over here, then it gets restless and goes overseas to get 100%. Then the flag follows the dollar and the soldiers follow the flag. So I got a question for you. Who are they taking their orders from? Who are they taking orders from, friends? Are they taking orders from those that are actually doing the fighting? Because you know as well as I do, they create the wars, but do they fight the wars? Nope. You and me and my sons and your grandpas and your daddies and your uncles and your cousins and your neighbors, they do the fighting and the bleeding and the dying. And we get a letter like this from the Joint Chiefs of Staff saying that they're not going to allow the Constitution to in any sense of the word be violated. In other words, we're going to deal with the lawbreakers. Why don't you deal with those that are giving you the orders, man? You understand? And by the way, if you want to end war, America, send the politicians, because then there will be no war. They want to send everybody else to war. As a matter of fact, I can give you a true case scenario during Vietnam. During the Vietnam War, friends, when everybody was being drafted, it's interesting that everybody was being drafted. 58,121 men died over there in Vietnam. My cousin was one of them. I come from a military family. This hits home. Okay? So again, I'm not talking out of school. But it's interesting, those in Congress and your said representatives, that they forgot about who they're supposed to represent, those that were in fact making $2 trillion off the Vietnam War, working for special interest groups, all of a sudden their sons' numbers came up for the draft. Guess what happened, friends? The war was over. The war was over. You see how that works? You see how that works, friends? Remember during Iraq, and I'm going to play some audio for you in just a couple of moments, all the said conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, they're good for nothing, put them up against 513 Matthew. It's interesting to note how they justified Bush attacking, pay attention to what I'm telling you, attacking Iraq. And yet General Wesley Clark said they did not know who to attack after the two buildings fell in New York. And there were seven nations that our government was going to use the military to go take out. And I want to tell you why. Because they're not succumbing to a new world order. Did you know that there's over 737 military bases in the world right now? Did you authorize them? Because the Constitution didn't. Did you give them delegated authority to go bully other nations into submission to America? No, absolutely not. They've done it without delegated authority. They've acted outside of their scope of authority, and they continuously do it because the American people sit back and they allow them to do it. Going back to the Iraqi war after September 11th. General Wesley's going to tell you in a couple minutes, they didn't know who to attack. And he said they went after Iraq. So what did they do? They created the narrative, just like the mainstream media and corrupt politicians do all day. They created the narrative that there's weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. It's interesting that Cheney, the vice president, made over $34.5 billion after innocent people were killed on both sides. Right, friends? On both sides, they came back to the president on two different occasions. We played the audio here several times where he said he was wrong. There was no weapons of mass destruction. And the American people, they give him a pass until the next war they can thrive. And what's even worse is they're willing to take their kids and send them to go fight these unconstitutional wars. General Wesley Clark's going to tell you in just a moment, if there was no oil there or natural resource, we wouldn't be there in the first place. I'm highlighting this letter from the Joint Chiefs of Staff, friends. Who do they think they're talking to? I'll tell you who they think they're talking to. They think they're talking to a people that don't know the truth of the matter, and I'm here to set the record straight, because I, for one, am sick and tired of these just going along to get along and act like they're all high and mighty. And it's also interesting to note as to who's decorating these generals, these major generals, these lieutenants, so on and so forth. Corrupt politicians are, friends. Come on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Scott Weber. I support Brett Dean and the Sons of Liberty because they support the Bible and the Constitution, which forms the foundation of the American Republic.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Really quick, the truth doesn't mean you have a bad spirit about somebody, okay? A talking show host across the United States, pretty well known. We've had him on the show, as a matter of fact. He equated Ben Shapiro. He equated Christ to a common criminal. And one individual brought it up and said that he drank the Kool-Aid. And I said, well, he always has. He's an antichrist. Look to the Talmud. You'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. But what's interesting to note is the fact that this guy over here, he doesn't know the Word of God to understand that truth love tells the truth. Lies don't do that. Okay? And all scripture is given by God by the inspiration for doctrine, reproof, correction, and instructions in righteousness. To reproof, to correct, to instruct is not hate, my friend. It's not an ill spirit. It's a right spirit. Okay? Just for the record, I wanted to make clear on that. What I want to do is, I got a phone call coming in from California right now. We're not talking, in all fairness, we're not talking about impeachment. Okay, stick to the topic. What I'm going to do here really quick is, because I'm going to go back to this letter concerning this, the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the letter that they're laying out, their proclamation to the American people. And I got to tell you, friends, it offends me to no end. Who do they think they're talking to? Okay? We know what they're doing. We know who they're protecting. And yet they want to keep talking about enforcing the laws, both foreign and domestic. Give me a break. Okay? Let's go back to this Iraq conversation I was having with you just a couple moments ago. And I want you to listen to General Wesley Clark. It's super easy to find. We played this several times on this show. But I want you to understand how all of this works, friends. Okay? This is General Wesley Clark right after September 11th. Listen carefully.
About 10 days after 9/11, I went through the Pentagon and I saw Secretary Rumsfeld and Deputy Secretary Wolfowitz. I went downstairs just to say hello to some of the people on the Joint Staff who had used to work for me. And one of the generals called me and he said, "Sir, you got to come in. You got to come in and talk to me a second." I said, "Well, you're too busy." He said, No. He says, "We've made the decision. We're going to war with Iraq." This was on or about the 20th of September. I said, we're going to war with Iraq. Why? He said, I don't know.
Nothing funny about it.
They don't know what else to do.
Nothing funny about it.
So I said, well, did they find some information connecting Saddam to Al-Qaeda? He said, no, no. He says, there's nothing new that way. They just made the decision to go to war with Iraq. He said, I guess it's like we don't know what to do about terrorists, but we've got a good military and we can take down governments. And
this is General Wesley Clark.
The only tool you have is a hammer. Every problem has to look like a nail. So I came back to see him a few weeks later. And by that time, we were bombing in Afghanistan. I said, are we still going to war with Iraq? And he said, oh, it's worse than that. He said, he reached over on his desk. He picked up a piece of paper. And he said, I just got this down from upstairs, meaning the Secretary of Defense's office today. And he said, this is a memo that describes how we're going to take out 7 countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon.
Are you listening to this, friends?
India, Somalia, Sudan,
all predetermined wars.
Iran.
Did you hear that? All predetermined wars, pre-planned, every single one of them. Then he starts to highlight the fact that we'd have never been over in Iraq had they not had natural resources. By the way, wasn't Afghanistan only supposed to last for 6 months? Do you see how you get pulled in, folks, by these lying politicians who are getting paid big time, making trillions of dollars off the ignorance of the people in this country to allow them to send your kids to go? I'm sick of it. How do you end war? Send the politicians. By the way, you think that's anti-war? Well, it is. It's anti-unrighteous wars is what it is, because there's the Lord's wars, too, and they're righteous wars. Just ask King David, okay? But the difference is, friends, when you do it for righteousness' sake, the difference between now, the present, and the past concerning our forefathers, when there was a war and they called the people to war, isn't it interesting how they were the first ones to go? Now they just call your kids up to do it for them. That's right. Follow the money trail. That's exactly right, Arika. That's exactly right. Let's get back to this letter. Final segment, friends. Let's get back to this letter. The letter is, who do they think that they're talking to? Who does the military higher ups, the brass, military brass, think they're talking to when they're talking about those that violate the law and the unconstitutionality and the violent outbreak that took place in Washington, D.C.? Folks, who do they think they're talking to? We already know, friends, that there was police that were sent in. They were the ones that had the doors opened up for who? The paid protesters that were bussed in and the paid provocateurs. This is nothing new in America. This is the modern day version of the brown shirts. That's the facts of the matter, friends. But who is the military, friends, pointing their finger at? Why are they pointing it at the American people? I mean, why would they then, our military brass, make claims to lies told by the corrupt in your government as being true? Because that's how this letter came across. According to their proclamation, it is their job not only to stand against foreign enemies, but also them that are here domestically. Well, I want to say this to the military brass. You best get busy, because in Washington, D.C., it's filled with traitors to the Republic. What about them? Oh, that's not who you're talking to. Matter of fact, that's who you're working for, many of you, right? See, Americans are tired of the scandals, the lies, and the treason, and the murder. I can go on and on. And that is the course that this proclamation is making. But the fact of the matter is, that's not who they're defending. They are the foxes in the chicken coop. They write in their letter of the violent acts in D.C. as a direct assault on the U.S. Congress, the Capitol building, and our Constitution. True. But who is responsible, again, for creating the domestic insurrection more than the mainstream media working hand in glove with corrupt politicians? No one. Are they addressing corrupt politicians? Nope. Are they addressing the mainstream media? Nope. I got a question to the military brass. It has been that our boys have been fighting and bleeding and dying and fighting these wars, and yet you have the audacity to suggest the blame lies at the feet of Americans that live for what many died for? That's an offense. And don't think Americans are as stupid as you want them to be. And the fact of the matter is, I want to say to you, Joint Chiefs of Staff, you better understand that when you lie and steal and kill for somebody, you better understand that they're teeing you up for the kill as well. Don't ever forget what I just said to you. When you sell out the truth, When you sear your conscience, you better know suicide is just around the corner. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about Judas betraying the Son of God with a kiss. And it's exactly what people do when they turn a blind eye to the truth and they take on the orders from the liars. See, because what I see is they're protecting the very ones that are sending our boys into unconstitutional wars. And what part of transgressing the Constitution did these people miss, friends? Come on, let's call it for what it is. I mean, after all, this is the same military brass that has fought against and has killed millions in the name of profit on the behalf of bankers and the military-industrial complex. And should we all act as if this were not true because that's what they're insinuating? I mean, again, just ask General Wesley Clark. He just told you. Or maybe what we should do is just act like we don't have a war criminal named Henry Kissinger advising the president every step, even to the current and the present president, all the way from Richard Nixon to the present. He's a war criminal. His name is Henry Kissinger. You know what he said about our military boys, friends? He said military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy. Is that what they're doing? Yep. Apparently, the Joint Chiefs of Staff in D.C. have forgotten that we know all this information. We know who they're leveraging this proclamation to and at, but they're not calling out the corrupt police in D.C. that were there on the 6th, right? They're not calling out the provocateurs or the paid protesters, are they? No, they're taking that because they created this incident. And the mainstream media went right along with it. And it should bother you that the Joint Chiefs of Staff is going right along with the narrative that the mainstream media and corrupt politicians is giving. It should bother every single one of us. Am I saying turn on our military? No! I come from a military family. My grandpa was in World War I. My uncles were in World War II. My dad was in Korea picking up body parts. My cousin got killed in Vietnam. No! No! I'm totally for the military. That's why I'm calling out corruption the same way I would in the church, the same way I would in politics, and the same way I am today concerning our military. Because I'm sick and tired of people like you. I'm sick and tired. You're a bunch of politicians. You're a bunch of Judases that have sold your country out in the name of profit. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Let me tell you this. Lose the gain and save your soul. Lose the gain and save your soul. Okay? That's what this comes down to. I want you to think about this. Why would these individuals in the military suggest that what happened at the Capitol was the responsibility of law-abiders? Because we all know it wasn't. Are you tracking here with me, friends? Protecting criminals against the American people is not a good message to send. Dogs. For real. Who do you think you're talking to? They all the well know that they were paid protesters in D.C. that day. That the police were opening up the doors for protesters and provocateurs to go in and destroy at will so they could create the narrative, and it's exactly what they did. It's exactly what they did. It's kind of odd that they would make such a proclamation, isn't it? Again, why would they leverage themselves in agreement with the mainstream media in their contrived, false, and blatantly fabricated stories against the American people when, again, these acts were clearly the acts of lawbreakers found within D.C.? You see what the, you see where this is going, friends? It's a dangerous precedent, is it not?
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.